Let us pray. Dear Lord, this world is crazy. There is so much division and deception active in our world and in our country, oh God. Persons, oh God, proclaiming to be one thing, but in privacy they are completely some other thing. And the masses seem to be making decisions that do not honor you, do not glorify you. The truth, oh God, is being twisted and distorted so that there is no basic point of reference for anybody. Every group is doing whatever they want to do. And God, I just pray for wisdom and deliverance from the devil's deception. And I am ever more aware, oh God, that the more I live on planet Earth and the more I witness and see, I am increasingly aware that only you can fix this stuff. That it ain't gonna get right until you come back. But oh God, for the duration of the time that humanity will exist under your grace and your mercy, we are going to need you. And I'm very aware, oh God, that there are those who are on the wrong side who are praying the same prayer, many of them. And so you will have to sort out who the we are that is worth listening to. So now, oh God, I pray for your church. I pray, Heavenly Father, that we would not become distracted from what we are called to do and who we are called to be. And I pray, Father, for your church in these last days, that we can stick to the printed text, the scripture, that we will not allow for any notions to degrade the word, to devalue the word, and somehow put themselves above your word. I pray, Heavenly Father, that I pray for the church local as I pray for the church universal, that you would help us. Help us, oh God, to be true to your word and to the call that you have placed on us and the mandate and the mission that you've given us in the midst of all this chaos and confusion and deception, oh God. I just pray for your church now. All the way down, God, to the individual, and I thank you for the person that I'm privileged to pray with and for. You know what their issues, problems, and pains are, and I just pray that you would move on their behalf. In the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that as you bring them through, that they will know this, that it is no one but you. And I pray, Father, that you would do it in such a way that you will get glory and that you will have a major opportunity to touch lives by the testimony of this person. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I can conceive that there are many things that concern you, whomever you are. But find your peace in the promise of Scripture and find your joy that can only be found in knowing Jesus. And I challenge you and charge you to do not be stressed or distressed. Let your faith look up to Jesus. He is more than able to take care of you, and he will. Now, if you're not saved, that promise cannot be yours until you accept Jesus Christ. And it's my opportunity and privilege to present him to you by telling you that you first have to acknowledge that you need him and believe he is the Son of God and the only way to God the Father, and that he died and rose again after having been dead for 3 days. And if you can confess that because you believe it, the Bible says you are saved. I would love to hear from you, or to at least hear of you. And before we let this meditative moment fade into oblivion and inactive use, would you be so kind to think of others who may need it and send it to them? You never know. It may really help them. Until next time, this is Pastor C. Ramont Morris of the Bethel Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York. I love you.